I was trying to remember when I first started doing this. My mom and Ingeborg Handelin did it for years, picked up trash around town.
Meet Mary Reeder. She was born and raised in Nome. Her family goes back generations in this area. Mary is a worker by nature and likes to keep busy. And every spring, if you're driving in and around town, you'll likely see Mary off the side of the road, yellow trash bag in one hand, and a picker in the other, cleaning up trash. She credits her friend Greg with sharing the idea of the picker with her.
When he first mentioned it to me, I thought, that looks dumb, I'm not gonna use that. But then when I tried it, it was just amazing, and I've used one ever since.
I think the DOT guys do the other side of the fence, I don't know.
Mary shares she has very personal reasons that motivate her, that get her out the door and picking up trash each spring season.
I lost my son, it'll be 20 years ago, on Memorial Day, so this month. And I needed something to do to help me deal with my grief and my sadness. And I don't sit still very well. Some people turn to unhealthy options when they're dealing with their grief, but I decided to start picking up trash.
Looking for space to think, to enjoy nature, Mary sets aside the trash picking time for solitude and the opportunity to connect with her loved ones that have passed on.
And I usually pick up trash with my earbuds on. I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to hear people. I like to hear the birds singing, but I just want to be in my own little world with my thoughts and get out and get moving. And then, like I said, for my mind, it helps my mental health. It's my free therapy.
With an eye out for garbage that needs picking, Mary does notice and appreciate others in town pitching in. She applauds the efforts the city of Nome makes to promote trash pickup with the spring and fall cleanup weeks, notices the school and the jail pitching in as well. She thinks if we all do our part, we can make a big difference.
Our town is not the most beautiful town in the world, but it doesn't have to look like a dump. And it doesn't matter if you live in a mansion or just a one-room house. You can keep your area clean. I mean, take pride in it and appreciate what you have.
Sometimes I pick up wood too. There's a piece of tin over there.
Although she doesn't ask for thanks, Mary does encounter appreciation when she's out and about.
I was out at the monofil. I was just getting ready to pull out, and some guy blocked my car and hopped out and had my window open, and he threw a $100 bill inside the cab of the car, and he said, "Buy yourself some flowers." I was like, "That's too much," you know. But he took off. I found out who he was later, and I got a hold of his mom and let her know what her son had done. I don't expect to be thanked. Like I said, I do this for myself more than anything else. But it gives me a sense of accomplishment, and when I've cleaned up an area that was previously strewn with trash, it looks so much nicer to me anyway.
Mary hopes her actions can set an example for others, realizing we're all on this planet together.
You know, this is it. This is our planet that I'm aware of anyway, at least in my lifetime, and you know, we need to take care of her. She's a her in my mind.
Reporting in Nome, I'm Laura Davis Collins.